All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio, and for our second and final interview for the program, we have Grace from the Victorian Myanmar Youth, and we're going to be having a bit of a discussion with her about the kind of ongoing kind of political situation that is currently unfolding in Myanmar / Burma. And yeah, so good morning, Grace.
Hello, everyone. I'm Grace, speaking for Burmese Youth in Myanmar on behalf of Victorian Myanmar Youth.
Yeah. So thanks for that, Grace. And I guess to start off the discussion, just for the benefit, I guess, of our listeners who might not know that much about the kind of situation, what can you tell us? Can you start off by telling us about the political situation that is kind of unfolding in Myanmar?
Well, currently it is a crime against humanity, which is becoming the reality for Myanmar and the ethnic people in Myanmar. Since February 1st, Myanmar is battling against the terrorist militant body, the Damaral, that claims to have absolute power. It is a concerning at the large on the international scale because it can be simplified as a theft of nation. This is a repetition of Myanmar military coup history with the same storyline, detaining the political leaders, mass shooting, destroying factories as civilians, brutal torturing, using armed forces against unarmed civilians, and broadcasting false news. Currently, we have CRPH, which is Cabinet of Community representing Bidangsu Ludo, formed by elected members of parliament. So some of the countries are starting to recognize CRPH as a legitimate government, in which the military does. The military has no recognition as a legitimate government.
And guess what, can you tell us about some of the political motivations from some of the actors that have instituted, I guess, this military coup? Like, why has this kind of military coup kind of happened and at this time?
Oh, military coup has become because of Mi Online. Mi Online, he is currently is a dictator and a terrorist right now. The reason behind of this military coup is because he cannot accept the fact that Ms. Aung San Suu Kyi and the NLD party won by landslide, won like 83% of the body available seats. The number of the pro-democratic supporters is much higher than pro-military supporters. So the military investigation towards fraud in the voting system from the recent 2020 election cannot be true for any reason. Like, we have to know that this is not our first coup. The military coup has been happened since 1962, and we live under their control and fraud for 50 years. The military junta knows the taste of power, wealth, and privilege when the military has been in power since 1962. So they don't want to give our rights and democracy. So they just selfishly wanted for themselves for economical and political power for their own gain.
And what can you tell? What has been quite inspiring has been the response of people on the ground. There's been massive kind of protests standing up against this whole military coup. And what can you tell us, I guess, in more detail about, you know, about some of these protests that have happened?
Following the date from February 1st, the people has expressed their anger for disrespecting their vote by hitting and banging the pots and pans across majority cities. We have our movement, which is called Civil Disobedience Movement, which is SDM movement in Myanmar. Protesters include teachers, lawyers, students, doctors, and every Myanmar professional is included. It is vital to the country economy and like supporting this CDM against the country's post-coup military regime. However, these people have been like attacked, tortured, and like kidnapped from ever since the coup.
Grace, thanks heaps for speaking with us this morning. We were just hearing an interview before, and there was a Greens MP from New South Wales, Jamie Parker. One of the other aspects of the resistance to the coup he was talking about was this boycott of military-produced goods. Would you be able to tell us a bit more about that?
Can you repeat that again? I cannot hear it.
The boycott of military goods, so people in Myanmar are not buying food or cigarettes or other things that are made the military.
Yeah, the boycott has been successful because, like, we, not just from one business from the military-owned business, we take from every industry, including food, transportation, building structures, medical, and everything. Like even Myanmar beer. So, and not just that, not just we are boycotting military business, we are boycotting international business that has been contracted with the military. So, for example, like from Singaporean restaurants, or like even Chinese-owned restaurants, who have been like stand beside with military.
That's quite impressive. So there's this massive strike happening, and then sort of economically cutting off the military and its external supporters. It seems very wide-ranging. This cutting off of economic and political support for the regime.
This kind of goes on to another question I sort of want to ask, which is, what can you tell us about kind of like the international kind of response to this whole military coup, like especially in terms of the neighbouring countries near Myanmar? What has there been their kind of response to this whole military coup? Is there any condemnation or is there actual support? Like, what is sort of this, what it has been kind of response internationally from different governments?
From the ASEAN, we have a milk tea alliance, which is from Thailand, India, Cambodia, Indonesia, and Malaysia, which is supporting our CDM movement and what is standing for people only, because they can see that how illegitimate and how brutal and like inhuman the military has been doing, like brutally attacked to our people. So, which is great that they have been like supporting us with the military alliance ever since the crackdown. And even we have support from from South Korea and Japan, and which has been overwhelming. And I'm really glad that they have been noticing what is going on in Burma.
And the next kind of thing is, what can you tell us about what your group has been, Victorian Myanmar Youth, in terms of the type of solidarity kind of work you've been organising? And I guess another kind of question that sort of flows out of that, which you can possibly answer in the context of this, of what you're doing. Apparently, one of the things, the characteristics about these protests has been that it's mainly been the youth kind of leading and organising them. And it seems to also be the case in Australia that it is also the youth of Myanmar organising the solidarity process and kind of leading that kind of process.
Yep. Victoria Nyama Youth is to champion Nyama and ethnic youth voices, especially in Nyama, who is fighting in the front lines against the military. So that and youth action in Nyama, and Victoria as well, and representing all youth, including Nyama Australians, international students, graduates, and other people who sympathize with Nyama affairs by raising the awareness and participation of what is going in Nyama. And we really support the CDM movement, which is Civil Disobedience Movement, and CRPH. And we champion the Federal Democratic in Nyama. So that is what we stand for. And we collaborate with Nyama Student Association and Anti-Nyama Detention Network in Australia. So what has been... Well, this Sunday, we have, like, Candlelight Vigil, which we've been collaborating with Nyama Student Association in Australia and local community for Stronger and United Voice. And this event is for fundraising for CDM movement for Burma.
And... in terms of our listeners, how can people kind of support this kind of ongoing solidarity campaign? From my understanding, there's going to be a vigil on Sunday in the Federation Square. Can you tell us a bit more kind of details about that?
Yeah. The vigil on Sunday is going to be at 6 to 8. And please follow us on Facebook and on our social media, like Twitter and Instagram. We have our page called Victorian Nyama Youth. And please follow Nyama Student Association as well. We have our GoFundMe page and our petition on our pages. So it will be really, really helpful that they support our solidarity campaign.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that, Grace. Do you kind of have, like, any kind of final comments you'd like to make?
My final comment on this is, like, Australia has been a beacon of a democratic country, and our Burmese people don't have that. Right now, we are fighting against, and it's been hopeless, and it's been... legitimately the worst nightmare that I have been suffering through, because I cannot sleep, I cannot think straight, because I'm worried for my safety, for my friends and family back in my country. So I would be really, really happy that, and really, really appreciate that the Australian government take notice of what is going on in Burma.
Word.
Well, thank you very much for that, Grace. And yes, just a reminder for our listeners, there's going to be a vigil happening at 6 p.m. at the Federation Square. And I encourage you, in order to support this sort of ongoing sort of movement against the military coup, to sort of get down there and also follow Victorian Nyama Youth on Facebook for all kind of upcoming kind of events that will be happening. So, yeah, thank you very much, Grace.
Thanks again, Grace.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So we were just interviewing Grace from Victorian Nyama Youth about the background to the military coup and the kind of ongoing protests that have been happening in response in Myanmar, which I think has been probably one of the more inspiring sort of things that has been happening politically in this past several months. Because I think it's what has kind of been very significant has been workers have started to also kind of get organized, and there has been talks of organizing general strikes and also mass meetings of workers, etc., which is all sort of like the essence, I think, of socialist politics, of workers starting to come together and rise up against oppression. So, yeah, I think that's definitely one to follow, and we'll definitely be having further updates on the political situation and more interviews as the situation unfolds. And there's also been a number of articles in Green Left covering the kind of different aspects of this whole ongoing movement.